Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring it to you, Jabu. When we talk about the righteousness of the Most High, here I am looking at Psalms 145, verse 17. It says, "The Elohim is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works." The righteousness of the Father, we see it is in his reign, his precepts, his word, his law, his judgments, which are accompanied by his grace. And it says, in all his works, we see his goodness and his mercy. That is the righteousness of the Father. Psalms 145, verse 17. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, you know, such a display also of the Lord's righteousness. So we see his righteousness also in his works that we can all witness.
Yeah.
We start with our very being, like that we are created in the likeness of God. That's the beauty of God. That's the righteousness of God. As we've been saying, that also as his children, we are also his righteousness. So it means
yes,
we are like him in nature.
Mm.
So also just to support what you're quoting from Psalms 145, verse 17, there it says, the Lord is righteous. So also in Malachi 4, verse 2, the word of God says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall."
Jabu.
So
just hold it there. As fagu mganwam la asimfage. Hey, my friend.
Hey, my friend, mganwam. Yes, abanye abangani lapho esitudio. Abangani bakho abangani bami.
Yes.
Abangani bakho abangani baka Jesu.
Nayo ke indaba. That's why siya ku men's dialogue. This time we miss men's dialogue, mganwam.
Azangimise last time, yeah.
Yeah.
Sengibatshelile nasemsebenzini ukuthi I-24 ayilanga lami bangangifaka u-standby. Mara last time ngiyengeza ngiloko ku-standby bawabamba amakhozi.
Ngempela.
UNkulunkulu unamandla,
ya.
I-righteousness yakhe siyibona kanjani. UNkulunkulu, the way a-righteous, he created beings, the 24 elders, to sit around him.
Hey.
You know what purpose is it? He didn't tell them anything. He just made chairs. He put them around him so that they can attest and test his righteousness. He creates being to monitor him.
Hey, my daughter.
Can you do that one?
Hey, my daughter.
His standard, those old elders, the judgment day, you cannot come and claim Unkulunkulu ukuthi I saw evil from Unkulunkulu, because they'll be there as the testament to say, no, we've been here, we've been seeing holiness coming from this.
Yes. Yes.
That's the purpose of the 12 elders. He didn't ask them to sing holy, holy. It's because what they see coming from him is holy. He never said this elders must sing. No. Bona yazi mawuhleli lapha kusuthi ubone ukuthi uRay uzothi azange ngiphumelele esikolweni, hey, ibusiness azange be right, bengiphuwa uNkulunkulu yangizonda. These elders will say you are lying.
Yeah.
Because they witness irrighteousness from Kulunkulu daily, lapha direct, 24/7, such that there's nothing to do except to say, Kulunkulu, I'm money. And if everything in Pumala is holy and righteous. But here's it, na indaba. Noah was righteous. Job was righteous. Zachary, Baba, John was righteous. But Jesus also is righteous. What makes him special? It's not that he rose from the dead. There are other people whom he rose from the dead. He was also righteous. What makes him special, more righteous, is that he was sinless.
Yeah.
He was not born under the sin. He did not commit any sin. He was sinless.
Mm.
So he's the only standard for righteousness. Tina, beguguti, sisase emhlabeni, kuba nale ephathi imali, ibugubugu, nasho groover. Yeah, okay, like said. Thina mele sisikimu uyashuwa.
Yeah.
Ngoba yena uphethe ibukubuku lobu righteous asisherele. Thina asinalo, thina sina next. That's what, yeah, that's my input mngani wami. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Jabu!
Thank you very much, my friend. So I was still on Malachi 4:2.
Yes.
It says, but for you who feared my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings.
Mm.
You shall go out leaping like calves from the stone.
Ah.
So also we see the righteousness actually being our revival, It is the source for our revival, for jubilation, for rejoicing, you know.
Yeah.
And also the source even for our healing.
Mm.
You know, we only are healed because of his righteousness, you know. We only also are rejoicing or joyful because of his righteousness. It's not that we are billionaires of this world, but it's because of this righteousness that we have received. You know, the Lord of God says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm.
That's the righteousness of the Lord that keeps us jubilating and celebrating day in and day out. You know, people are shocked. What is he doing? What is he having? No, it's the righteousness of the Lord that dwells within us, that keeps in the fire that is burning within us, or the reviver that is alive within us, my friend. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on the issue of the righteousness of the Most High, Yahuwah, our Elohim.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Yabuli, my brother, and family, shalom, salutu, Jesus Christ, to Brother Ray.
Thank you, my friend.
What's the name, Nebulapa? Oh, Pastor J.D. Dominic, Nomfundi Sukha Debe, Nomfundi Ukenel Mota. Again, Brother Ray, Congress to Radio Pulpit about 43 years, the Shumayla Evangelii of Jesus Christ. Righteousness, our righteousness, Brother Ray, is not about our denominations. Icala ngokuthi sizinikele, sizithathele uJesu Christ njengeNkosi nomsindisi.
Yeah.
Righteousness is living a life that loves God and obeys God's commandments.
Mm.
Committing everything we are doing to the Lord.
Yeah.
Sihlale ngokukhuleka, sicela umoya oyingcwele ukusihlala ezimpilweni zethu. Righteousness ukulunga phambi kukaJehova. Lokho kujabulisa uNkulunkulu ngoba yena ngomlomo wakhe uthi lapha kuSalm 11 verse 5 uthi, uJehova uyamhlola olungileyo. Verse 7 ithi, ngokuba uJehova ulungile, uyathanda ukulunga. Uqotho uyakubheka ubuso bakhe.
Yeah.
God's righteousness is unfailing love. Like the mighty mountains. And God promises to his righteousness is that we must be strong and courageous. And our works will be rewarded, my God.
Yeah.
God's righteousness is that our Lord will remain the same forever and ever.
Yes.
God's throne will continue from generations to generations, my brother.
Hey, my God.
Konke kuyadlula kodwa uNkulunkulu wethu uzohlala ekhona. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wanibusise. To God be the glory.
All the time, my friend. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much.
Siyabonga, brother. Ubandale kahle futhi.
Hey, siyabonga. Three. Three. Hey, khona abanye bayakhala baze baphethe umkhuhlane ke namhlanje siyeke leyo ibantu
zikhuba abantu abakhala baze banzima nawe dlale le podcast bonke dlale izo bale hey abe khona ke mfana wami ay ya 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 ay
sizobona mina
ngiyabonga bale
thank you so much thank you so much Okay, we take your calls. Can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The righteousness of the Most High is what we are talking about. And who are we?
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Sipo, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, it says, in his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now, this is his name by which he will be called the Elohim, our righteousness. Righteousness is also his plan of salvation in all time. The prophesied plan of salvation in all times is his righteousness. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundis. Our salvation cometh through Christ was made the sin so that we become the righteousness of God. And remember, this is the divine purpose of God that is already established from eternity to eternity. And that is why Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not about the matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In other words, righteousness is part of the kingdom of God. In other words, when God is righteousness, when we become righteousness, it is in the unshakable kingdom that is in us. And then second thing that I've noted, Romans chapter 8, verse 5, chapter 8, verse 10, which is, but if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. In other words, righteousness is when it's the spirit of God or the spirit of life that is in us. If sibona uNkulunkulu ephakathi kithi ngokulunga kwakhe, yila sibona khona ukuthi umoya ongcwele uphakathi kithi. Ngoba our sin, inyama yethu iyafa maqonda nesono. Then the spirit of God is alive in us. Elithi iBhayibheli, uma umoya kaNkulunkulu ehlala phakathi kithi, ophilisa imizimba yenu efana nomoya wakho ongcwele ohlala phakathi kithi, sewuphile. So that righteousness of God that cometh through the spirit of God brings life in us.
We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, also some great music I will play. Don't worry. I will play some great music. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The righteousness of the Most High. What is it even all about?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Mfundisi Motha. I'm looking at Hosea chapter 2, verse 19. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. Loving kindness and mercy. The very aspect that he is the groom and we are his bride. You know, he says, I will betroth you to me. It means he will prepare us to be cleansed and spotless as the bride. That is his righteousness. Cleansed and spotless and be attached to him. That is what he says. When he cleanses us and attaches us to his holiness, that is his righteousness he is attaching us to. What an act of salvation. Mfundisi Motha?
Hey, absolutely, Mfundisi Wami. And he does that ngoba esithanda. Uze ufananisa kuhle komini nomakoti.
Yeah.
Ukuthi, I will love you forever. Yeah. I will cleanse you and I will make you mine.
Yeah.
And you shall be called by my name.
Yes.
Yabona madoda namhlanje aze abe proud uma ezwa amakhosikazi abizwa ngegama lakhe. So that's how loving he is. And that's how he cares for us, and that his righteousness ukuthi uma sesibuya sasithathile makungabi bikho nokuncane ukungcola. And when we are in him, we have in ukuphila okunaphakade. So when we follow his righteousness, and we shall find life. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 28, it says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death.
Yeah.
And he cleansed us because the sin fang in my son. But because he loved us so much that isilotsholo umfazi uyamlobola uyamthanda ngoba umlobole.
Yes.
So nathi usithande walobola ngendodana yakhe. Ongenasici, so that also we may be blameless before him in love. that we may be cleansed before him in love, because we are covered by his love and by his life.
Yeah.
That is why the book of John chapter 3, verse 36, it says, whosoever believes in the Son has an everlasting life, because his righteousness is the source of life. Righteousness belongs to God himself. And when we walk in Christ, we shall be able to be cleansed every day of our life. And the cleansing is not a one-day thing, but when we always continue to fellowship with him, we remain clean and we remain righteous, not because we are able to do better, but because it is a gift that is given unto us. Usinikeza lokho kulunga okungokwakhe ngenxa yokuthi uyasithanda. So therefore, it is important for us, Mfundisi, that we pursue. Let us go, Nkulunkulu, for God loves him who follows after righteousness. That is Proverbs 15, verse 9b. He says, he loves him who follows after righteousness. In other words, at all times, we should follow Christ, because God has ordained him and he has given him an eternal life, so that when we are in him, nathi sinokuphila okunaphakade, sinokuphila okuyiko, and we walk in his righteousness, for he is indeed our righteousness. Christ is the righteousness of God, which is revealed to us.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let's see, from Poka. Poka says, John 3, verse 16 and 17. For the Elohim so loved, he gave his only begotten. Salvation. Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, indeed. I agree with you. Mlungisi Mbonani, Mlungisi, thank you so much. Greetings, servant of God and the servants of God on air. Righteousness is doing right in the sight of the Lord, and it's about making sound decisions in terms of doing God's will. And even when you have conversation with brethren or your family members, you are under Holy Spirit influence, such that nothing comes out of your mouth that will contaminate righteousness of God in your life, meaning self-control is involved there. Then you clothe yourself with tender mercies, kindness, humility, long-suffering, and every fruit of the Spirit that is indicating the image and the likeness of God. That is what Mlungisi Mbonani is saying there. Thank you so much. Poka, thank you so much also. Mr. Simwinji, thank you so much. I wish you can come and just elaborate, man. You've just written some powerful things, Mr. Simwinji. If you can just come and elaborate even more on this, I will be so glad. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Siyabonga kakhulu. And let's hear what you say about this very issue of the righteousness of the Most High.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sabona ke mfundisi Ray nabafethu abangamagesti ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Isihloko sanamhlanje sithi kuyini ukulunga, what is righteousness? The quality of being right or just. To be upright. Righteousness is an attribute that belongs to God, the lawgiver, and is manifested in his laws. No man can be justified by his own works apart from God's ordinance. Therefore, righteousness is a wonderful gift from God to humanity through his love. It is the God-given quality imputed to man upon believing in the Son of God. We can get that in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. Righteousness is the quality of being right in the eyes of God, including character, which is nature, conscience, which is attitude, conduct, which is action, and command, which is word. Righteousness is therefore based upon God's standard because he is the ultimate lawgiver. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Living in right relationship with God, other people, and all creation, one who believes in Jesus and obeys his law, example of righteousness, helping the poor and oppressed people. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who does righteousness is righteous just as Christ is righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are revealed. Whoever does not live in righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. Righteousness is God's faithfulness as the Lord of the covenant. Psalms chapter 22, verse 31. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. Psalms chapter 51, verse 14. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Righteousness are people who have entered into covenant with God by faith and seek to live according to his word. Righteousness is something that God displays, reckons, and imparts. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28. The wages of sin is death, but in the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I thank you. May the good Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. And I promised you a song of old.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM. Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Let me bring it back to you, Jabu. And when we talk about the righteousness of the Most High, I'm looking at Psalms 45, verse 7. It says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, Yahuwah, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. This righteousness is also the oil of his gladness, upon which he has anointed the Christ, who is our head. And this anointing flows also upon us. Hence we say it is his righteousness. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, also his righteousness is his power within us, his anointing within us.
Mm.
You know, as we are quoting from Psalms 45, verse 7, that you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
Mm.
So this is the mark of God upon us, which sets us apart. That's why we are different. That is why we are not like the rest. It's because of the righteousness of God, which is the mark of God upon us, you know, which really, like, strengthens us and empowers us also to be able to really stand for his kingdom when the devil attacks from all sides. But we can stand because of this anointing that actually has we've been marked with from God. Also, to end my friend in Isaiah 28, verse 17, the word of God says, "And I will make justice the line, and righteousness the plumb line."
Mm.
So this is also like sort of our standard as children of God.
Yeah.
As I've spoken about the mark, also the righteousness of the Lord is our standard.
Mm.
So I said at first, even in our dealing, in our businesses, we don't find ourselves being corrupt or maybe using wrong schemes, but we also consider that we are the righteousness of the Lord. So our standard is also holy, is also of the kingdom. You know, even our speech, you know, it's of the kingdom because of the righteousness of the Lord that we carry. Even in our, you know, in our families, the way we conduct ourselves when we deal with our parents or we deal with our friends, it shows that we've been anointed by the righteousness of the Lord. We are set apart. We are a peculiar generation that represents the kingdom of God in the righteous of ways by the way that we show up. So it shows that we really indeed have been filled with the righteousness of the Most High.
Mm. I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this issue of the righteousness of the Most High. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. Sipo, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. And then we know that in our waist there is the belt of truth. Therefore, righteousness is the truth of the Most High as bestowed upon the Messiah. What say you, sir?
That's very true indeed. Remember, Ephesians chapter 6, it has put all the armors of God. Definitely, one of those armors of man is falling, is the belt of righteousness. And the truth is, we are operating in the level of the character of being right before God. And remember, to be right is to be right with God, not with people, not with our own selfish and selfish nature. Sometimes you hear people that no, we qualify the grace of man to be called the righteousness of God through Christ.
Mm.
In other words, when Christ is not involved, definitely we are out of the equation.
Yeah.
Chapter 5, verse 5, which is, "For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly waiting for the hope of our righteousness." Remember, it is the expected of the beauty of God when we speak by faith in the righteousness of God.
Sure. We hear you quite well. Thank you so much. 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, here's another one. Iti morena ha a diehise dipallo tsa hae. Jwalo ka ha ba bang ba lekanya ho bane tieho iteng. Empa o sa mameletse ka baka la rona. Hobane ke ha a rate ha ba bang ba ka timela. Empa o rata hore botlhe ba finyelle pakong. Petro se wa bobedi. Karolo ya boraro, temana ya borobong. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Right. And check this one out. In Isaiah chapter 32 verse 1. Behold, the king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. Righteousness is always the justice of the Most High. Righteousness is always the justice of the Most High, which means righteousness is never separated from His justice. His justice is never separated from His grace. His grace is never separated from His law. Right? Because all of these are His word, and He is His word. Fundis Mota.
That's very much true, Mfundisi. And indeed, we can never be able, nor shall we try even to separate His righteousness from His justice.
Mm.
And because He is a faithful God, and uma esikhulula noma esindisa, usindisa ngomusa, stealing from His righteousness position.
Yeah.
So we cannot be able to ukuthi we can say now, so therefore we should do as we please.
Mm.
Because His righteousness is His word, and His word guides us. And uNkulunkulu ngendlela sithanda ngayo, He's even given us His Spirit, who is able to guide us and teach us His commandment and His indlela zakhe. Athi uDavide ngifundise indlela zakhe uNkosi. So His justice is firm, and it is never corruptible. Psalms 71, verse 2, I want to read, Mfundisi, it says, deliver me in your righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me, and save me.
Mm.
In other words, through His righteousness, we are able ukuba sisinde.
Yeah.
In whatsoever kind of danger that we face. That is why the word of God says that there are many afflictions for a righteous man, but God delivers him in all of them.
Mm.
In other words, akavumeli ukuthi ahluleke. That is why we need Christ in our lives. Elithizi kaNkulunkulu, we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Kusho ukuthi His righteousness that is in Christ, it is the very righteousness that makes us to be able to escape whatever kind of danger that comes in our lives. And His righteousness and His love is able to sustain us. And when we cry unto Him, because we are in Christ, uNkulunkulu uzwa indoda mayihakele elithi ekhuluma naye, osenza ukuthi sixhumane with our Father at all times. That is why the word of God says Christ is the mediator esandleni sokunene sikaNkulunkulu. So we need Mfundisi ukuthi at all times sihambe uprightly, because when we speak of righteousness, we're speaking of a God-centered life where we are looking unto Him, and uma sihamba ngokwezimiso zakhe, sihamba ngendlela yakhe, and He is able ukuthi nalapho sibhekana nezimo ezithile endleleni, but He is able ukuba asika by the, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. So, ukulunga sikuthola kuphi? Sikuthola kuKristu Jesu, who's able to give us a right standing with the Father. So we cannot be righteous on our own, and we cannot be able to be in a good standing with the Father. But we can only do that when Christ is in us.
Absolutely. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Asibingelele pastors, bingrena bobonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit umsakato wethu indzabalo etithokotisako. Manje ke lokulunga loku kukaNkuluNkulu loku kudalwa yizwe emzimbeni yethu. Sesibe ngabantu silungisise njengoba bashilo befundisi. Silungisiswa yilo lelizwi leli. Manje ke lelizwi leli kuba khona ukuthi lingakudali lokulunga la emzimbeni yethu. Lingadali lombuso kaNkuluNkulu la emzimbeni yethu. Ngokuba imizimba yethu isuke yifonkon ingekungakulungelanga ukuthi kube khona umbuso la emzimbeni yethu la. Umuntu azabe ngumfundisi abeshadiswa nale inkonzo yena abe bishop enkulu. Kodwa lokulunga kungekho lokho pastor lo. Eh manje yini bakhona inkinga letho agcine sehamba abaprofiti ngoba lo mbuso kaNkuluNkulu awusawenza umsebenzi. Khani mabo pastor
Kalma bafuna samina bathu bayi Hong Kong lo muntu bayi Hong Kong hey yangihlekisa ke leyo. Taking your call 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Oh yes, Mr. Simwinji, hey, welcome.
Calvary greetings, Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
I'll try to explain the verses I just quoted. By the way, this is Francis Simwinji, eh?
Yes.
From Southburn in Mangaung.
Yeah.
Well, starting with the verse, Romans 3, verse
21.
God's righteousness is characterized by compassion, meaning God's righteousness is not just about justice or morality, but also about his loving but his loving and merciful nature.
Yes.
Remember that while we were sinners, he sent his son. This highlights our sinful nature and his willingness to act despite our imperfection. He made him sin so that we might have his righteousness. This is the crux of the matter. Through Jesus' sacrifice, we can receive God's righteousness, which is a gift of grace.
Yes.
Not something we have done or we have earned. So in simple, through faith in Jesus, we receive God's righteousness, which is compassion.
Yeah.
Gaining peace with God and access to his grace and a new standing in his righteousness.
Yeah.
That means swapping our sinful nature for Jesus' perfect record. Remember, he knew no sin, but he became sin so that we might have his righteousness, showcasing that God's love and desire for our salvation. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Peace of God, my brother. I hope you are answered. I've answered your question there.
Absolutely.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. You see, now you've explained it so powerfully. I knew it, man. I knew it that you'd explain it so powerfully there. And Thank you for the revelation, man. I really appreciate.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray, nomfundisi uHadebe, nomfundisi uMotha, nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Nginibingelela egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Isihloko esithi kuyini ukulunga, what is righteousness? Righteousness is the perfect holiness of Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the righteous live by faith. Ngolimi lwesizulu-ke lithi ngokuba ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu kwambulwa kulo kwavela ekukholweni kuyisa ekukholweni njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi olungileyo uzokuphila ngokukholwa. The faithful are made righteous by being justified. You can get that in Romans chapter 3 verse 21 to 26. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Righteousness comes when one dies in Adam and become alive in Christ.
Yes.
Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Obedience leads to righteousness. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 8. Righteousness is fulfilled by the Spirit. Romans chapter 3 verse 9 to 20. No one is righteous. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. The unrighteous are judged. Revelation chapter 19 verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the linen is the righteous acts of the saints. I thank you. May the Lord bless you in abundance. Amen.
Hallelujah. May the Father bless you also. May He bless you abundantly. And of course, we are still taking your calls, and you can talk to us directly there. Drop us a voice note or a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and number 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. Let's see. It says, Sanibona baphathi bami, I bless today nganithola nginimamele, siyabonga, philani inkosini inigcinele nina or ingigcinele nina. I love you from Bishop Mhlongo David Dawn. I am blessed. Usho njalo ke uBishop lapho. Thank you so much, Bishop. We really appreciate. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And of course, this song also, amongst those that I'm playing today, which are old songs. Ah. Listen to this orchestration. The acoustic guitar there. With the left hand, by the way. From Cape Town.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
I tell you, next week I will play this for you. He left all the glamour, the glitz, the millions. And he followed Christ throughout, man. It's amazing. Hey, Yvonne. Thank you.
Ngiyalingelela kakhulu ngelanga elihle namhlanje Sunday.
Yebo.
Inkosi impilo. Yima idozi inrasha sinesina. This one lapho ethi Simon Peter, the born servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by righteousness of God. Of our God, sorry, and Savior Jesus Christ. Okutshengisa ukuthi we only obtain irighteousness kuNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu kuphela nguye olokulunga. Akulokunye ukulungisa okutholayo ngaphandle kokulunga kukaNkulunkulu. Thina okwethu singazenzela, kodwa akubalwa phambi kukaNkulunkulu. Siyafanana nje labantu nje abazenzela izinto zabo. Kuthiwa lapho ku 1 John chapter 2 verse 29, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. So kutshengisa ukuthi i-righteousness yakhe ngeyakhe. Okunye singakubona ebantwini akuseyikho ukulunga. Ukulunga kusuka kuye kuphela. And you can only, when we are practicing true righteousness, it's only when we are born again. Which ukuthi masingekho born again, akula righteousness esilayo thina. Njengoba ichilo kuBakorinte 2, uvesi, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become his righteousness. So it's only from God which is ngathola ukulunga. Akula lapho ukulunga singakuthola. Konke okona ukulunga lokho, it doesn't count before God. But when we obtain this righteousness, ngathi siyabana leyo righteousness through faith. Ngoba i-righteousness kaNkulunkulu is only by faith. If we believe, and kuthiwa we can never please God without faith. So when we believe in him, and then that's when we can obtain that righteousness. Ukuthi siyakholwa sibili kuye ngenhliziyo zethu zonke, asikholelwa lokhuyana kokuthi hhayi ngiyakholwa ngomlomo, but le misebenzi yethu iyetshengisa ukuthi we believe. That is the righteousness of God. We know kuphela olungileyo, akulobunye ukulunga apart from his righteousness. Kunami ngikuzwisisayo ngelele itopic yanamhla ye-righteousness.
Alright.
Ngiyalingelela lonke isalini.
Yvonne Chuma, thank you so much. We really appreciate, man. We tried to listen to what you're saying and we agree. My brother and friend, stunning. Shalom, shalom. Jonathan Butler, this is from Luella Jackson, our beloved sister and friend and family. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Shalom, shalom. Now, let us end it. Let me just give you 30 seconds each just to come to a conclusion. What do you say finally? Let me start with you, Jabu. The righteousness of the Most High is defined as his nature. It is according to Ephesians 6 verse 14 that Usipho quoted, to stand therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, the faith and the truth of the Father, in spirit and in truth. Righteousness is that. Jabu, finally, just 30 seconds.
Indeed, my sir. So indeed, you know, as you quoted in Ephesians 6:14, as our breastplate, so our protection, you know, so that is our righteousness. So it means when we all live our life knowing that we are protected or surrounded by the righteousness of the Lord, we'll be able just to live in peace, knowing that there will be no harm, the devil will not be able to really get hold of us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Mfundisi Mota, finally, 30 seconds.
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Our God is God of salvation. And the foundation of his throne, it is his righteousness. So therefore, must be able at all times, Mfundisi, because we serve a righteous God, and he's always just, at all time. We are standard. Sipho, uzosenzela esidingayo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sipho, 30 seconds ekugcineni, baba.
Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, and he is righteous. In other words, this is the practice that we have. And lastly, with John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, if you know that you are righteous, you may be sure everyone who practices righteous has been born of him. In other words, this is the nature that God has born us through. We are right because we have made Christ being the center of everything that we are.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about salvation. What is true salvation? That is next week. We are touching on that. Thank you so much, Jabu, my friend. Upole.
Thanks very much, my friend, I believe. Thanks to Sipho. Thanks to Mfundi Smort.
Auzege. Thank you, Sipho. Yeah. Upole now. Hallelujah. Mfundi Smort, siyabonga.
Siyabonga mfundisi, siyabonga nakubalaleli emakhaya, mfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Jabulani. My brother, I love you so much. Be blessed and your family be blessed.
Love you. Yeah. Blessings to you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to the King above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty and honor. And of course, by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh. His Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth, and even tonight, he has done exactly that. We give him glory. From me, Ray, to the Rabbah.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.